How Do We Heal? An introduction to my new book, The Soul and the Sea. In a time of unprecedented spiritual awakening, emotional healing must move beyond psychology if it is to be effective. This is from my latest book. How does emotional healing happen? How do we resolve our heartbreak, our childhood issues, our experiences of abandonment and betrayal, and recover a sense of wholeness so that we can continue on our spiritual path? Psychotherapy and the benefits of self-reflection and soul-trekking are undoubted. Insights from depth psychology can help us uncover and understand our early wounding. But is that enough? Are we healing? In my experience, one can remain at the cognitive level and never heal. Telling and retelling our story and having it witnessed by our therapist not once but many times may not result in feeling healed. Find and harness the healer within, we're wisely told. Healing from within, the subject of my last book, written almost 15 years ago, did indeed signpost this route to healing. But reflecting the collective spiritual awareness of the time, it did not go far enough. The chasm between our sense of wounding and our spiritual evolution remained, resulting in a frequent split between the insights of psychology and the teachings of spirituality, thus hampering our healing. And although we have evolved spiritually, the journey to inner healing is still fraught with obstacles, since at some deep level we are cut off from our innate spiritual selves, a lacuna previously noted and lamented by Carl Jung. How can we connect with the spiritual wisdom within if we have become separated from our divine heritage rooted in our own nature? Conditioned to look outside of ourselves for both love and answers to our suffering, we sidestep the inner healing power and wisdom deeply rooted in our own hearts. 30 years in the therapy room listening to fellow souls, although enriching my life immeasurably, has taught me one essential truth: that healing is not a matter of the will. It is a matter of the heart. One day, after perhaps years in therapy, sitting on the same chair week in, week out, a miracle happens. A doorway opens and a great surge of love sweeps over us, and we know we'll never be the same again. You heal when your heart opens, when you surrender to a higher force, when you trust the greater plan at work in your life, and when you pray or listen to your soul. In essence, healing is a mystical process involving openness, surrender, acceptance, and most of all, love. Healing can come through in a dream, in a poem, or when something outside of us makes an electric connection, a resonance with something deep inside of us. And sometimes this connection happens as you commune with and bathe in the blessings of nature, when you walk by the sea or lie down on the earth and feel the heartbeat of the world. Just as the flow that became the soul and the sea pushed its way into my consciousness mainly through my dreams, walks by the sea, and periods of meditation and reflection, so too can healing come to you. We're living in an age of unprecedented spiritual awakening. Emotional healing, therefore, must move beyond psychology if it is to be effective. Connecting to the wisdom of our inner healer and the voice of our soul is vital for our spiritual growth and to help us heal our emotional wounds. Communing with nature, working with dreams, meditation, and soul journeying using various spiritual tools, in The Soul and the Sea, I interweave depth psychology with spirituality to present a new model of healing. And although there's nothing new in being instructed to look within for guidance and direction, identifying the immense inner healing force all humans and nature itself possesses is. This is new. As beings of life, we have no idea how powerful we really are. Learning to recognize and, more importantly, to own our creative divine natures is as vital to healing as is humility, surrender, and love, all qualities of the divine feminine. Inviting you to enter each room chapter, my chapters are a series of rooms, with intention and focus as you navigate the richness of your psyche. The soul in the sea takes you deep into the sacred feminine wisdom embodied in the earth, in the sea, and in your own soul. In the sanctuary of each room, you'll be guided to meet and connect with your own inner healing wisdom. As you enter the sanctuary of the rose room, you encounter the divine mother archetype and the soothing balm of unconditional love, healing one of the deepest wounds, that of abandonment. In the green room, you meet the earth goddess, where you learn how your early conditioning and relationships have made their mark on your creativity. Whilst in the pink room, spending time with Aphrodite, you will ponder on your heart and your relationship with love and loving. And deep at the bottom of the sea, in the blue room, you will be taken to meet the inner marriage and learn how the inner balance of masculine and feminine lie within your psyche, endlessly driving your life and behavior. The most spiritual and beautiful room, the purple room, is where you'll discover how vast is your sacred power, your ability to heal, to spiritually evolve, and to bring about lasting change in your life. Learning how to raise your vibration and consciousness to connect with your divine light, you'll understand the function of dreams as a direct path to your soul and the transformative power of images and symbols. Exploring the depths of your soul under the watchful eye of the Great Mother within the sanctuary of your psyche's various rooms will take you on a journey of profound healing. In the stories of its rich characters, the book brings to life many Jungian themes and constructs in a very accessible way, enabling readers to explore their own relationship to such archetypes as the orphan child, the victim, and the prostitute. Seamlessly weaving myths and fairy stories into its pages, the narrative takes you from exploring the search for belonging of the ugly duckling to the sadness and grief of the little mermaid in her endless search for unobtainable love. Traveling with Hecate Crone, goddess of transformation, you learn how to navigate your dark nights, being guided to release what no longer serves your soul and to embrace what may be pushing itself into your consciousness, your new life. Then, reflecting my long years as therapist and healing practitioner, in part two, healing rooms, you'll be taken into the therapy room to witness the healing of universal human experiences such as bereavement, loss, relationship breakup, abandonment, and betrayal. Highlighting my former life as a birth healing therapist, my favorite room, the birth room, lays out many tools for the healing of childbirth and the wounded mother archetype so prevalent today. Therapy includes not simply psychotherapy, but such spiritual practices as heart meditations, visualizations, affirmations, being in nature, prayer, art, and dream work. There is a powerful healing knowledge and light within us, which we must awaken and harness in order to truly heal and evolve. The soul in the sea provides tools to help you reconnect with your own healing abilities and wisdom. By incorporating the spiritual and mystical dimension of our healing journey, the semblance of duality is dissolved, a vital component to lasting healing and spiritual wellness. Simply put, by bringing higher consciousness into your mind and light into your physical body, while simultaneously working with your psyche, there are no limits to what you can manifest. Inspired by the sea and land around my home, I draw from my own life experiences as a Jungian therapist and spiritual teacher to illustrate how connection to nature and the spiritual world can heal emotional wounds. As both a guide and a creator of a new portal for healing, The soul in the sea reads like a story as it charts the journey to healing through nature and spirit, while serving as a tool for emotional healing and soul growth, showing us how to connect to our inner healer. The Soul and the Sea, Essential Healing for Everyday Life, by Benique Moje, will be published in May 2023 by O Books.